Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
John Landig here at 720 WGN presenting Weather on the Ooze with Bill Snyder, Channel 9 meteorologist. What is Bill?
John.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to the program.
Yes, happy Thursday.
Sort of. So anyway, I'm out there today and I'm sweating and it's like crazy. And then I go in to work out and I come out, there's black clouds in the sky and downpours and, you know, limbs are flying off of trees.
Right.
And I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah. Well, you know, John, I'll tell you, we had some pretty a line of impressive thunderstorms that boiled up in this hot, humid, buoyant atmosphere this afternoon, and there was, you know, some areas really got walloped, and we had reports of wind damage, wind and tree limbs down in Lamont, trees and wires down in Naperville, some tree damage on the south side of the city, and the south side of the city,
yes.
Like they had really strong wind gusts. We had, you know, a gust of 70 miles per hour at Midway Airport, Frank Wachowski reports, and even knocked power out for parts of the area there too. So yeah, John, this was these were expected to develop. We weren't sure exactly when they would, but you know, they developed in 90 degree air with high humidity, and we had heat indices that were, you know, in the 105 range right prior to the development of these storms. So, you know, there was plenty of energy and juice in the atmosphere for these storms to work with.
You know, okay, I'll just say this. You know, I like to put together little production things for the show and like openings. And there's a scene from Blazing Saddles that's very famous about the weather.
Yeah.
Come on. You think it's 114. Well, it can't be whatever. Can't be more than 117.
Yeah.
So I'm getting that out because I'm going to use that because it's really it's really, really hot. Then the rain comes and I got to go, wait, I got to get in there and change that.
Yeah. Anyway. Right. Exactly. Yeah. And you know, it's interesting, John, you know, we had a high of 96 today at Midway Airport, among the hottest temperatures so far this summer. And in the wake of the storms, the temperature plunged nearly 20 degrees from 96 down to 75. Yeah. And, you know, thunderstorms, John, they act as they're nature's air conditioners because they gush out cool air and they push that down to the surface. So, yeah, I mean, it definitely brought some heat relief for those that were looking for it. And the humidity lingers. So make no mistake about it. We're going to be dealing with this humid environment here for several more days. But it certainly put a lid on the extreme temperatures for now, didn't it?
Yeah, I got it in my car after the workout at the gym.
Yeah.
And I started up and I think it said like 89 or something like that.
Right.
And as I drove, I watched the temperature just drop.
Yeah.
In the car.
Right.
And
it's
just, I'm like, this is.
Sure.
No wonder we need weathermen.
I'm telling you, you know, it's job security, John. You know, it keeps us, hopping around here. That's for sure.
Yeah. Does this have anything to do with that? You always mention that meteorological summer.
Yeah.
Where do we stand in that now?
You know, it's interesting, John. You know, and you know, again, we like to we prefer ranking our seasons meteorologically or climatologically, just because for record keeping purposes, it's much easier to handle. But so meteorological summer, climatological summer goes back to the start of June. So June 1st, we look at it summer from that period, June 1st, all the way through the end of August, and that's how we kind of catalog our seasons meteorologically. And this season to date, John, is the 8th warmest of the past 154 years. So that places this summer, we're more than 3.5 degrees above normal, but it places this summer among the warmest 5% of all summers here since the late 1800s. So if it's been your perception that we've had a warm or a hot summer, it's spot on. And you know, interestingly too, John, today was our 20th day of 90 degrees or warmer. a full summer, or I should say a full warm season, because, you know, you can get 90 degree temperatures in May, and we certainly get 90 degree temperatures beyond August into September, and have had them on rare occasions into early October. But 20th 90 degree day, a full year typically sees about 17 at O'Hare. So we've already exceeded what's normal in an entire year, and hey, we're still in late July with plenty of warmth yet to go. So that's interesting. But do you recall the real hot drought summer of 1988 here, when we had the most 100-degree days ever in a summer? We had the most 90-degree days, 47 90-degree days that summer, John, when the books were closed. So we've only had – that summer we had 27 days of 90 degrees or higher. So we're not anywhere close to those kind of records, but it's been above normal, both temperature wise and in terms of the total number of hot days.
Okay, you know what, since you come on the show and you're you know, a meteorology expert and weather person,
right,
sometimes I get these little notes with terminology like meteorological summer,
sure,
and this one,
yeah,
corn sweat.
Yeah,
what is corn sweat?
Well, interesting. You know, have you noticed how humid it's been lately, the last couple of days?
And absolutely.
So the term corn sweat, or what we meteorological our profession, we refer to as evapotranspiration, John. And and because, you know, we get our humidity from the Gulf of Mexico, okay? When we bring in southerly winds that transport the warm, humid air in here from the Gulf of Mexico. But we have this process in the Midwest here, and especially at this time of the year, when the corn crops, and not only corn crops, but other, you know, soybeans and so forth, when these crops are mature, what's interesting, this is a study that was done recently by my colleagues at the National Weather Service office down in Lincoln in central Illinois. Yeah. So we are at that point right now where the corn crops are at their peak. And what's interesting, John, listen to this. This is really fascinating. Mature corn crops in Illinois give off more than 35 billion gallons of water daily into the atmosphere. Do you know what that's the equivalent of, John? That would be enough to fill over 52,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
That is incredible.
Yeah. So, I mean, and it's no coincidence then when we always like to refer to humidity as the dew point, because the dew point, you know, when it gets above 70, that's when we start to feel uncomfortable and what's relative to normal along the Gulf Coast, Houston, New Orleans, Miami, and so forth. But when we get humidity levels that the dew point gets above 80, which we saw yesterday in places like Bloomington and Freeport and, you know, Lincoln, Illinois, these are areas that are very close to, you know, close proximity to the corn crop and other crops, John. So, you know, you're getting the added moisture from not just the Gulf of Mexico, but you're getting added moisture that's given off from the corn and other crops that's being thrown into the atmosphere. So this adds to the humidity, and that's why here in the Midwest, when the situation is you know, present meteorologically, like we have going right now, it is more humid here in the Midwest than any other part of the United States.
You know, I'm sorry, I have to. We have we don't have any time left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it
Is
it that time? Yeah.
It is. Around here, it's that time.
Okay. All right. But anyway, no. Yes. Yeah, so would you like me to give a quick forecast, or are we that short?
We're that short.
We are. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
email me.
Of course.
Okay.
You know, I'm always happy to email you, John, and I always love our chats, and we'll do it again
Send
next
that forecast. Okay.
Yes, I will. Of course.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
John, pleasure to talk to you, my friend.